It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call, where we will get the lowdown on higher food prices. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest economist will tell us how food inflation is affecting our pocketbooks and what items are likely to go up in price even more. Our Monday morning wake-up call guest is Mike Halpert. He is a professor of economics at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So food prices are up, especially meat. What's going on?
Well, that's true. Food prices are going up, and it's basically in economics, it's because the demand is going up and the supply is going down, and those two things working together don't bode well for prices.
How much of a hike are we seeing?
Well, at an annual rate over the last couple months, it's about 5%, which is pretty darn high, especially compared to the past few years. You don't want to base everything on one month's observation, but the last 2 months, food prices have risen faster than inflation in general, and that's not a really good sign. There'll be a lot more information coming over the next couple of months as we see, you know, how crops do and how global changes affect things, but right now it's not really good news. It's not catastrophic, but
yeah. So, why, according to news reports, is meat one of the more noticeably expensive products?
Well, meat is expensive because you need to grow crops in order to feed your meat. So, when we have bad weather, droughts in California and Texas, and you know, severe storms, that damages crops. It slows down the production of crops. So the corn-fed beef or the grass-fed beef or, you know, whatever you're feeding to your animals goes up in price. So that hits you twice. It hits you when you buy it, when it's made into bread or it's made into products or when you buy it by itself. And then it hits you again because it becomes a higher cost of raising meat. And, you know, meat is a secondary product in that way.
So sounds like you have a tea kettle going off.
That's exactly right. Somebody gets that.
Well, what about tea? No. What about coffee? Coffee was really hit hard with prices. As a coffee drinker, I've noticed this. Is the reasons for that?
Yes. Again, a lot of that, there are a couple things that hit that because coffee is always imported for us. You know, if we're looking at it from the perspective of the United States, now what you're dealing with is world demand for a product that has gone up tremendously in, you know, demand and favor around the world. You're dealing with political situations in countries where coffee might be grown that makes it more difficult to get out or more difficult to, you know, to ship. And then you're dealing with weather conditions there as well. So if there's bad weather or there's a political change somewhere and it decreases the amount of coffee being produced or shipped, the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to show up, you know, at the price to pay you, that you pay for a pound of coffee or that you pay for your cup when you go to Starbucks.
Yeah, it seems to me there was bad weather in Brazil, which affected the coffee crop.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things with, you know, with food is that it's really heavily dependent on weather, which is something we can't really control at all. So when there's bad weather, you know, like I said, the droughts that have been, you know, hitting California for the last few years, that impacts food prices everywhere because it hits the basic production of crops, which go into not only the, you know, going to the farmer's market or the grocery store and buying the produce, but those are the ingredients in all of the, you know, packaged and canned foods that we see. So you use wheat to make pasta and bread and, you know, all of the different things that we buy. So it shows up everywhere in the grocery store.
Well, when you mentioned that the food prices were going up faster than inflation, and this is not a good sign, what does this mean? What is this leading to?
Well, what it means is since everybody's buying food, you're going to be spending more money on food. Now, if the price of food is going up faster than inflation, part of inflation is wages as well. But if my wage is going up 3% and food is going up 5%, then I'm obviously losing ground and I'm not going to be able to buy as much food. If my wage is going up faster than food, then it's not a problem because I'm earning more money and food is going up slower, so I actually have more money. So that's what we mean when food is rising faster than general inflation. And we can break down inflation by parts. And food has been rising faster than wages on average. So that means that people are losing buying power, which means that it's taking more, a greater percentage of their paycheck to buy the same amount of food that they did before.
Right. And
that means either you have to buy less of something else, or you buy less food, or you buy lower quality food. Either way, none of those things are what people are aspiring to.
No, and that can't mean good news for the overall economy if we're getting hit in the pocketbook like that.
No, inflation isn't good news, but then again, inflation that's part of general growth isn't bad news. You know, like I said, we look over the past couple of months, food prices have been rising faster than we expected and faster than we'd like to see, and certainly faster than wages. That's not a good sign, but it's also not a sign of catastrophe. You know, if this happens over the next, say, 10, 12, 14 months, that's a sign of maybe, you know, a deeper-seated problem that we really need to be concerned with. Right now, it's more something that says, hey, you know, these food prices are rising quickly. Immediately, we can look and say, you know, there's a lot of weather problems, certainly in the United States, that have contributed to this. And if that's what it is, that's a concern only if those weather problems continue in the future. Now, this could be possible. It also could be that it's cyclical, and eventually the weather will swing around, and we'll see bountiful crops. Now, on the downside, when we see bountiful crops, the people who get hurt are the farmers, because there's so much food being produced that the price they get falls. Now, that's generally not considered a big concern for most people, because most people aren't farmers. So, you know, when prices are going up, if the cost of producing is going up, farmers aren't really making any more money. So it's not like farmers are profiting from this. But overall, you know, since more people buy food than produce food, rising food prices are usually seen as a bad thing, and falling food prices are a good thing.
So do we know, can we expect food prices to go back down anytime soon?
Well, with the weather the way it started out this spring, in California they're still experiencing droughts, in Texas they're still experiencing droughts. That doesn't bode well for the, you know, the crops when they come up, because they're probably not going to get as many. So my guess would be we're not going to see food prices going down the rest of this year. It'll be next year before we can hope to see food prices going down. Now, on the other hand, when we see these jumps, a lot of times these food price jumps are caused by expectations of what's going to happen in the future, because your big buyers, you know, ConAgra, for example, which is going to buy a lot of your produce, a lot of your crops, in order to produce their goods, they're buying on the futures market. So they're looking right now as to what they're going to be paying over the next several months. So part of that price increase could very well be what's already expected to happen. So I would not expect food prices to increase at 5% a month, for example, at that, you know, continuing at that rate. So I would expect that food is going to be more expensive this fall than it is right now. But I wouldn't expect that to, you know, to be a major blow to people. For example,
and I'm sorry, we'll just hope that it's not a major blow, because we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mike Halpert, professor of economics at UW La Crosse. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.